Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Again, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Any questions? 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. Always something going on there as well. And listen, I've been saying this for a while, and you guys can jump on. You can enjoy yourself. You have so much available to you over at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. And actually, right now, he's getting a buy one, get one free. He's got all kinds of stuff going on up on the website. I love the pillows. I got the slippers. I got the towels. I got the sheets. I'm telling you guys, you're going to enjoy it. And you know what? If you don't, he'll take them back. Not a big deal. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Got any questions, give a holler. And MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, saves you money. See, get informed and you save money. You know, this could be a very, very good day for you. Anyhow, always appreciate, like I said, the time you spend with me. Later on, after the first break, we're going to have Los Angeles County Republican Party Chairman Tim O'Reilly on with me to discuss really the future of the Republican Party. And again, what can they do to win in California? Look at the crazy loss. I got to ask you, what's wrong with you people? I've got people writing me, asking me, how do I get out of here? Right? Is California going to change? Will we ever be able to flip the legislature? No. Because the average person, rank and file Democrat here in California, somehow has been petrified or has been brainwashed into believing the worst thing you could have is a Republican Party running the state. But yet, they're not paying attention to the laws and or the laws they won't pass up in the California legislature. As you saw yesterday, they would not make a felony or make it a felony, right, to traffic young kids. Sexual traffic. What's it? You have to ask the question, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for these people to wake up, change, understand what's going on? Or you know what? Maybe they're just that evil. You ever think of that? Because here's the way I've got to look at it. Just like those on the left, we'll talk about the Republicans who support Trump, the MAGA people this, the MAGA people that. If you Dems aren't calling, you run the assembly here in California, you run the legislature, you have a supermajority up there. If you're not calling them, recalling them, and or, you know, voting in somebody else, then you must be okay with the laws they're passing. It's all I can think of. You must be okay with the fact that a 12-year-old can ask for and receive an abortion, be brought out of a school, brought to an abortion factory, get the abortion, and the parents never know. You must be okay with the fact that, at 12 years old, you can walk into the school counselor, what have you. I say, I am now I'm no longer a he, I'm now a she. You don't have to tell my parents. I mean, should we run them all down? You've got the legislature saying again that they're not willing to make stricter penalties for those who sell children. I'm trying to be good about it. You know, who sell kids into sex slavery? They don't want to make it a felony. No, 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 no. I think there was another one they were pushing. I don't know if it went through today or yesterday. Or if you're a pedophile, if you keep your nose clean for 4 years, in other words, if you don't get caught for 4 years, your record automatically gets expunged. So that if you get picked up again for this, they can't say, well, you know, he's a repeat offender. No, no, no. Don't want to do that. I mean, it's just amazing to me that they have this kind of mindset. Now, some are catching on because, again, you've got, Brandon Straka, right, who basically has the walk-away movement, Democrats leaving the party, and not necessarily coming to the Republican Party, but getting the heck out of the Democrat Party. A black Georgia Democrat is bolted from her party. She accused the DNC of using and abusing black voters. Oh, we've known this for a while. Well, welcome her to the family. I mean, seriously. Her name is Maisha Maynor. She said today she made the decision to leave the Democrat Party. She said, I represent a blue district in the city of Atlanta, so this wasn't a political decision for me. It was a moral one. I will never apologize for being a black woman with a mind of my own. And that's what they want me to do. They want me to do what they tell me to do. Right? Just amazing, isn't it? And again, they make fun of Republican women. They basically say to Republican women need to toe the line. They need to do what their husbands tell them to do because, they know how infuriating that is to other women. You know what? Go ahead and try and tell my wife, Republican woman, what to do. And watch what happens to you. When you wake up, we'll both have a good laugh. Show me to your host. Tim O'Reilly joins me. No relation. Chairman of the Los Angeles County Republican. We'll be back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got any questions, you can send them to Joe at TheRealSide.com. Joe at TheRealSide.com. You know, Micro used to do this thing like dirty jobs. I don't know if some of you remember that. But, you know, it was always like in the worst place doing the worst job. But the job was worth it, right? Because if you're feeding your family, you're taking care of your family, you're doing the right thing, it really doesn't matter what job you have, as long as you feel good about yourself. My dad used to have, you know, these impossible tasks. He would say things like, I can't say it on the radio, but basically shoveling crap against the tide. And it was just a tough job, a really tough job. Talk about tough jobs. I've got Tim O'Reilly with me. He's the chairman of the Los Angeles County Republican Party. And, Tim, really a pleasure having you on with me tonight.
absolute pleasure to be here. It's really getting the voice out and letting people know that we Republicans are actually here and we're here in force is a huge undertaking on your behalf.
You know what? And it's funny you should say that, because one of the things that I want to deal with, talk about tonight, is the percentages. You know, the numbers of GOP registered voters in Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County Republicans. I mean, we is Los Angeles County the largest or one of these one of the largest groups of registered Republicans in the country?
It is hands down the single largest county party in the entire country. There's about 964,000 registered Republicans within the county of Los Angeles. That is more than the population of a number of states in total. Just so the terms of how many Republicans are here within the county is really quite breathtaking, to be honest. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. And I think it was 2021. We were looking at, or they were looking at as a whole. The GOP had about 27.5% of the total population was Republican, as opposed to like 72% Democrat.
Well,
that is a massive number to overcome when wanting to win seats, isn't it?
You're exactly right. It is about a three. You know, I tell people, yeah, there's almost a million Republicans in Los Angeles County, and we're going to get that number back up over that million mark. That's my goal. But the difficulty with it is, yes, it's the biggest concentration of Republicans in the country, but there's 3 million Democrats that I'm dealing with. When you're dealing with a county population of a little over 5 million people, 3 million of those are Democrats, 1 million of them roughly are Republicans, and then the rest is, declined estates and mixed bag. It is hard odds. There's obviously portions of the county where those odds are much worse tilted against us, and there's portions where if we can get somewhat of an even hand, we actually stand a fighting chance, especially in this day and age with the craziness that the Democrats are bringing to us.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. You're seeing the Dems get further and further and further. I don't even say they're going further left. I mean, they truly are going further into the pits of hell with things like the law they're trying to pass they're trying to keep from passing, which would make it a felony for you to sell children into sex slavery. And somehow, some way, they were able to justify a reason not to do that. And, you know, being part of a school board myself, some of the laws that I see come down the pike where a 12-year-old can go for an abortion. This is a true statement. I'm not embellishing. Can go for an abortion, you know, when they're in high school or junior high school, whatever age that is, be brought back to the school. Parents never know about it. They can make medical decisions for themselves, which including sex change. This is all here in the twilight zone of California. And I don't know if people aren't paying attention to him, or are they just so afraid of Republican rule that they prefer to overlook that stuff. Will that help?
Well, I think it does help because, you know, it's really one of the fundamental issues. I mean, what you're describing, this is what's so crazy that we're all looking at is, you know, I ask myself, how do you bring about a communist revolution? How do you bring about a totalitarian Marxist government? You know, there's no shortage of examples in the world where it happened, but how do you do it here? And, you know, I don't think you could script a better plan than what we're seeing our Democrat majorities do to try to bring about a collapse. And that's the thing that, to me, has always been kind of the unifying theme when you sit and look at when they do these laws and they do these things and they take away parental rights, and all in the name of, the good of the collective. It leaves you just kind of scratching your head, but if you understand it through that prism, then everybody goes who asks me, what the heck is going on? You start to understand it makes sense. It's the only thing I can put my finger on that says, yeah, now their actions start making sense. To your point on something, especially with the kids, you know, this is one of the biggest issues that I think is making parents, or basically our citizens, wake up. I mean, you know, we have the moms, I think, are what's going to save us, to be honest with you, because yep. they care about their kids. They care about the education of their kids. They're, you know, the whole thing during COVID, they started seeing the propaganda that their kids were being fed, and they're sick of it, and they're starting to come out, and we see it here in, like, Glendale, California, and in Santa Coy Elementary School in Los Angeles Unified School District, where the parents are literally uprising, and they're getting attacked by they're importing Antifa, you know, Antifa thugs to come in and start these fights. So it says, oh, parent fight, you know, parents at the rally. The parents are trying to influence the education of their children, and they're starting to realize what the Democrats are peddling to them is not what they were sold about the supposedly compassionate party, which isn't the Democrats, frankly, because they're totalitarian dictators these days. It's the Republicans who care. And so I think that's going to cause those kinds of laws and those kinds of common sense things where you see somebody's going to say, hey, we don't want our, you know, children being sex trafficked, and we would really like to punish people who do that. And the Democrats come up with some loony position that we don't want that as a law. I think opens up a lot of people's eyes to go, I may not necessarily want to be a Republican, but I ain't voting for these Democrats anymore. So I think we're going to see a shift, Joe. And when that shift happens, I'm not a very good predictor of, but I can tell you that when I go out and I'm seeing people that they're telling me they're done. I can't vote for these people anymore. They've lost their mind, and we see it.
Well, you know, again, I talk about this all the time, but I am proof, as there are others that I work with, that you can cross over the line. You can get others to vote for you. We got to go for commercial break because as a Republican conservative, I believe in capitalism. We're going to go make some money. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show coming up.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Next.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken.
We'll stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
That's what President Biden declared in his speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden next travels to Finland for a meeting with that country's president Thursday. Finland just joined the Western Alliance in April. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. He promises more details on the company Friday. Musk backed OpenAI early on, but later criticized its ChatGPT for giving politically correct responses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
God. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. I love you guys. I don't just say that because, you know, I need the money, but I love you guys. And I say that because one of you just sent me a story. Apparently now, the Ring doorbell camera, you know, I mean, I've got them because I've got, you know, my granddaughter lives with me and all this other stuff. So I got the doorbells around so I can see what's going on and the cameras and what have you. But apparently now, I can't stand this. They're racist. Well, maybe not totally racist. But these smart doorbell cameras can lead to racial profiling because, you know, we're all racist. So if I see a black man at the door, chances are I'm not going to respond or even open it. This is how far these people have gone. I don't know if it's a drug. I don't know if it's in the DNA. I don't know what it is. But if everything's racist, right, nothing is. I'll get more into that later on. Let me bring my guest on. Tim O'Reilly joins me. He's the chairman of the Los Angeles County Republican Party, which is, I'm sorry, Tim, I'm just going to keep saying it. It's an impossible task, or next to. It's going to take a lot based on what we're up against. But, hey, you know, Tim, give you a little encouragement here. Remember that our founding fathers, right, during the Revolution, they took on the most powerful military on the face of the planet, and because they were strategic and they had people on their side, they won. And that's why we're here today. So, well, it's a total lost cause, Tim.
No, it's, that or I'm insane, which is possible, well, but that's, you know, I figure, you know, this is the truth of the matter. I mean, all of us can look around and we see what's going on in the states and in this state, and conservatives are voting with their feet. I mean, the state of California lost, there was 1.2 million people moved out of the California and, I'd like to say polluted, but populated other states with us, and 500,000 came back in. I mean, I'm here to tell you that 500,000 came back in. Probably were not the highest tax-paying populace coming in because the businesses are fleeing here. And the state is just too beautiful. It's too wonderful. To leave this place to the socialists is insanity. I tell people, if you're going to stay here, I understand many people are getting ready to pack their bags and they're getting out because they don't have hope, like you've said. But I tell them, I said, while you're here, you better be fighting. It is well worth fighting for the state because we're not that far out. And you're right. It's a monumental task. It's one of these things to try to turn Los Angeles County. Because I will tell you something. In the weight of Los Angeles County, the population that lives in this county, the 2.5 hours it takes me to drive from one end of the county to the other, either north, south, or east, west, it's a massive place. The state of California goes as Los Angeles County goes. There is no other place in this state or in this country that carries the weight of this state. If you want to change, if we can change Los Angeles County, we can change California. We change California, there won't be a Democrat elected to the office of presidency for the next 100 years.
Yeah,
it truly comes down to what we're doing here.
I totally agree with that. I think, look, I'm pretty stubborn myself, and I know how to fight. And again, you know, we were talking about the moms, and the moms will make the difference. And the school thing, the education thing, I mean, bit of a surprise. But the fact that all of a sudden you saw, you know, because teachers are revered, you know, almost as royalty in a lot of areas. But, you know, when we had the COVID lockdown, when mothers saw what their kids were being fed or, you know, taught or what have you, it made a major difference. But there's a difference here. I'm one that believes in calling out flaws. In the past, the Republican Party has been terrible at being, I'm going to swear, I hope you're okay with this, at being inclusive, okay, and reaching out to some of these groups. I have a lot of black friends who said, Republican friends, who said they searched us out as opposed to us, you know, being invited, if you would, or inviting them or what have you.
That's a great point, Joe. And the reason, look, one of the things that is primary, and this really goes to the basis of what it means to be a Republican, is we believe in the primacy of the individual. The individual is preeminent in our party. So if somebody, and this is what differs between us and the Democrats who don't believe in individual, everything's for the collective good. It's the good of society. It's the good of our neighborhood. Whereas Republicans believe in the preeminence of the individual. And whatever, you know, the way I explain it, and I, you know, this is some words I stole from Eisenhower, is that whatever can be done by the individual, churches, charitable groups, must be done by the individuals and charitable groups. And only if those groups can't handle it, do we then look to local government to handle a problem. Then only if local government can't handle a problem, do we then look to the state government. And then only in the rare instance a state can't handle it, do we then look to the federal government. Our loyal opposition, if you will, they see the world completely upside down. Everything starts with, there ought to be a federal law, and everybody ought to comply with these mandates. And that's why you see the control being brought to the federal Leviathan, trying to take as much power away from the local governments, from the individual. So when you talk about an individual, you know, the Republicans not reaching out and being inclusive, we're absolutely the most inclusive people in the world because we believe in you as an individual. You have your primary. I don't need to bring you out into a group. I don't need to bring you into a collective. It's all, the fact of the matter is I believe in you being the thing that will make us great because that's what's made this country great.
I'm going to challenge you a little bit here, okay? I mean, I agree with you. I think we are the most inclusive group. I mean, look at what we've done all through the history of this country. You know, giving women the right to vote, you know, fighting to give women the right to vote, fighting to free the slaves. I mean, totally agree with you. But, I mean, you could have the best product on the face of the planet, and if nobody knows about it, it's useless, is it not? So,
this comes back to the issue that we're constantly faced with. I mean, we are being peppered with so much propaganda, so many lies, people going out there saying, well, those Republicans, you know, the immigrant communities, Republicans hate you, they're a bunch of wascally racists, they're doing And that propaganda, hey, look, the fact is it's effective. Otherwise, propaganda wouldn't have been invented. I didn't think that, you know, it would have that much of an impact on an educated people. But that's what we're seeing in our schools, and that's why the moms are revolting. And it doesn't, you know, we have to be very careful that there are a lot of very good teachers. I can tell you that, you know, my wife, who's a school teacher, is part of a small cabal at her teacher. I mean, they're outnumbered just like we Republicans are, about 3-1. But they teach hardcore patriotism every day at saluting the flag. They're one of those kids. Hey, God bless America.
Yes, for what it's worth, in your speeches, it's 12-1 now. So there's 12 liberal teachers to every one conservative teachers in a high school.
I believe that at the high school level. My wife's at the elementary school. There's a little bit more hope there. But the parents, the interesting thing is the parents know.
Yep.
Those parents that are patriots, that are conservatives, they ferret out. And they are now being very protective of making sure their little Johnny or their little Susie are getting put into these classes that are being taught by traditional read, write, educate, learning about the greatness of America and the beauty of American symbols from the Statue of Liberty and the flag and all of these things. And it's there. It hasn't been completely wiped out, but we're seeing a lot of it, and that's where moms are coming in, because the two things they're worried about is the education of their children and the fact that we're starting to see crime come in. You can't put your kids to a school. Now, you talked about a shooting going on at yours earlier on a conversation we were having, that you know, you need the protection of your children, and that is the one thing that as parents, we all, especially as moms, they go insane when their children are, when somebody's trying to indoctrinate them and they're not being protected against harm. I mean, this is an issue. That and, you know, the affordability of living in this state anymore are the things that are starting to get people to wake up and go, we've got to change these policies. We can't have these Democrats and their lunatic positions, you know, the Marxist and socialist programs they're trying to shove down everybody's throat, be our ruin. And that's what I talk about in fighting. People got to get out. These moms groups that are organizing, I mean, very powerful stuff. They're kind of taking over.
We got to go to a break, but to add to that, dads need to get off their butt, too, and get out there right alongside them. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far, a lot more right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always up. Oh, is that song Baby Baby? Can we still use those terms? Anybody check the song, will you? I don't want to get taken off the air because we used non-politically correct terms in a song. Give me a break. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Having a great conversation with Tim O'Reilly. He's the chairman of the Los Angeles County Republican Party. Tim, somebody asked me, you're not related to that other O'Reilly guy.
Well, there's a running joke that I certainly would like to be related to his bank account, but no, not that. My other favorite one, to walk into an O'Reilly Auto Parts and say, hi, I'm here from corporate. You know, that always sends them off.
That's good. I like that one, too. O'Reilly, but God, so you must be of the Irish heritage, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was generally, that O in the apostrophe usually is one of those set offs.
Usually a giveaway, right?
Yeah, a dead giveaway at that point. That's
you
exactly
know,
right.
You're not as old as I am, but I don't think you are anyway. I grew up in Boston. We were just talking about that during the break. And I remember the different. I don't think you'd get away with it today, but we had Chinatown. We had Little Italy. We had, you know, the Irish part of town, if you would. We had all these different parts of town, and that's how you referred to them. And if you wanted, you know, Italian food or Chinese, I don't know if the Irish have any food, but Italian food or what have you, you could go to those areas and get it. I guess today that would be, like, politically incorrect because you're not supposed to break out the food. It's ridiculous what we've done to our young people anyway.
Yeah, it would be cultural appropriation to go get potatoes and cabbage from somebody. That's where I'm going to get.
I love this stuff. I think it's so funny. I walk into Italian restaurants. I got, you know, Jesus and Guadalupe making my food. Do I care? No. As long as it tastes good, I could care less who's back there cooking, you know, because I know Maria's up front telling them how to cook it. So, I mean, I'm good with all of that.
Isn't that the beautiful thing? Isn't that the beautiful thing about this country?
Yes.
I adore it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because when people come after me about the immigration stuff, I say, I go, stop, stop, stop. My whole family is immigrants, true immigrants. I'm first-generation American, if you would. And I like to say an American of Italian descent. They all came here for a better life. My two oldest relatives, an aunt and an uncle, still speak broken English after all these years. But they love this country. They wanted to be here for a better life. They got a better life here. They got out of their little hut in Italy. And, you know, they all own homes after so many years. They all were able to have their own businesses. How oppressive a country are we, aren't we?
Well, you know, it's funny because you bring that up. I mean, you talk about the immigrant communities. You know, they came here with no expectation of getting anything. They had nothing. They work by the sweat of their brow. I mean, you want to talk about, the grounds for discrimination in this country, the Irish communities and the Italian communities. I mean, you talk about second-class citizens that existed for 100 years in this country. It just, an Italian guy with a Messina, for gosh sake, you wouldn't have stood a chance in this country.
No, you're right. I mean, there's so much fun I love to have with this stuff, but it's kind of like, you know, it all comes back to education. We have so failed in the area of education that our kids, they really don't understand how great this country is. They, look at
you're exactly right, because it is, Joe, the whole thing. When you start getting into that and you have some historical perspective and you realize just how far communities, whatever immigrant communities come here and they work and they toil. I mean, here in Southern California, I mean, one of the greatest groups of people that we have that have immigrated in recent memory was the Vietnamese. I mean, you're talking about people who literally arrived in this country with, they didn't even have the shirts on their backs, many of them, and they are one of the most prosperous, wealthy communities in this area. They're phenomenal. I mean, it's amazing. And it's just because they didn't take the, I'm one of this group. And that's the thing with the left today. They have to wedge people apart instead of saying, hey, it's tough. It's tough to make a living, and it's tough. I don't care what skin color you're from or what background you're from. It is difficult. And these people who put their nose to the wheel and they get this stuff done, I mean, you're talking about just fabulous stories of just success in some of these communities. So, I mean, it's really inspirational when you go in and you see some of these places, just people that you know a generation ago, they were living in the dirt. And here they are in some of the finest neighborhoods and some of the wealthiest restaurants. And just, I mean, it's amazing. And that's all what this country does. But the left can't stand it. They have to divide us. They have to say, oh, you belong in this group. And, you're oppressed this way and you're oppressed that way. It's insane.
You don't know you're oppressed. That's the biggest problem. You know, and you have to wait for them to tell you what and how and why you're oppressed. You know, it's really interesting. Again, I just came from New England. You talk about a whole different world when it comes to politics and what have you and how they see things. You know, again, I told you, I grew up in Boston. I mean, you talk about a group of rebels, guys that really fought for what the Constitution was all about. And today, it's the most liberal city or among the top three liberal cities in the country. And you say, what happened? Well, education happened. And I hate to keep pounding on that because, to your point, there are a lot of great teachers. There are a lot of teachers out there that want to teach the truth and what have you, and it's very tough in today's day and age. But it still comes back to education. Every major communist regime knew if they got the kids, they got the country, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can go back. You can go back and look at the example of the Soviet Union. I mean, they used to have what they used to call those kids with the red neckerchiefs around at the little commissars or whatever their name was, and because they realized that the indoctrination for the left, the only way they can survive is they've got to poison these kids early. You can't teach them, classic liberal reasoning. I hate to use that word, but I'm using it in its classic term that, you know, the ability to analyze problems, to find solutions, through the prism of just thought, logic, and kind of some historical perspective to know how we got here, why decisions were made, and then you really get a true understanding of just how great this country is and how the left has to really lie to people and try this whole woke indoctrination thing that they're trying to push on us. But I think they've gone too far, and they're waking too many people up. Are we behind enemy lines back here? Am I relegated to cutting the telegraph lines and occasionally derailing a train? Maybe. But it's not one of those things that it's not all abandon all hope ye enter here yet.
No. Listen, the only place that I part ways sometimes with some of my colleagues in the party is when it comes to messaging, because I've always been a believer in don't necessarily change the message for the crowd. Keep your message, because your principles are the only things that you have, right? But if you're in a very pro-life Catholic crowd, if you would, then you can lead with things, abortion issues. But you don't do that when you're more of a middle of the road, non-religious group. You know what I'm saying? We don't.
Absolutely. It is. I don't disagree with you at all on that, because the reality is the way you bring people back around to understanding their conservatives is not by getting in their face and saying, Trump, you didn't vote for Trump, and oh, you're a traitor, and you're a rhino, or whatever it is, that they use as the basis on those things. Those conversations need to be, I don't want to call them gentle, but they need to be, hey, have you ever sat down and realized that we agree on the education, we don't want indoctrination, we agree on the crime, we actually don't want to defund our police, we agree that the cost of living, these regulations and this insane, whether it's their climate change propositions and everything else they're trying to, that it caused the cost of living here to become almost unbearable. All of those things are issues that most voters agree on, and there are issues. And going in and talking to people about those things, especially when you look at, I hate coming back to demographics on things, but just Los Angeles County, 40, right now we are 49% Latino Hispanic. We are 26% non-Hispanic Caucasians or white. We are 16% Asians, and we are about 9% black, and the remaining percentage is a mixed bag of the other things. But the idea is that when you take 49% in the Latino community, and you take 16% in the Asian community, that's 65% of the electorate in this county. Those communities, both of those communities, are inherently conservative. They have been lied to consistently by the left, and their values are being defiled by what's coming on with this woke stuff. So there is I expect there to be a great awakening. Is it going to be, in the next year or so? I don't know. But it's coming. They're starting to look and go, this is against my values. Whether I'm what we saw at Dodger Stadium with the folks coming out, the anti-Catholicism positions they took, and the Catholics coming out. That was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, because it was literally the face of Los Angeles. It was the people out walking. It was moving as can be. And when I see that as a chairman of this party, I go, my God, there's hope. There is salvation for all of us, and it's in those people. It's in those moms out in Glendale that are fighting, that are being accused by the media of starting.
All right. We're up against the clock, as they say. You're going to cut off anyway, so you might as well let me do it. Joe Mussini, your host. Tim, always a pleasure. We'll bring you back on. Try to get an update on what's going on there. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. Dan Pilla joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about your taxes and some of the issues you might run into, and there's a lot of them. We'll be right back.